The winter season is officially here, but before we turn the page on fall, we'll recap all 8 11-player football finals from Ford Field. I'm John Ross, and this is This Week in High School Sports, powered by the Michigan Achievement Scholarship. More than 40,000 high school football fans descended on Ford Field this past weekend to take in the final 8 games of the season. Let's get you caught up on all the action, starting with the finals on Friday. In Division 8, Harbor Beach defeated Hudson 31-20, capping a perfect 14-0 season for the Pirates. The title is the school's second. They also won the Division 8 title in 2012. Harbor Beach quarterback Caden Buchholz threw for 2 scores and ran for another in the win. In Division 6, Jackson Lumen Christie won for the 15th time, an MHSAA record, beating Kingsley 28-14. The title is Lumen Christie's 4th straight, and head coach Herb Brogan has been on the sidelines for 14 of those 15 titles. Division 4 saw Dearborn Divine Child knock off Hudsonville Unity Christian 23-22. It's Divine Child's 3rd football title and 1st since 1985. Drew Sheridan threw 2 touchdown passes in the victory. And in the final game on Friday, the Division 2 final, Orchard Lake St. Mary's won a 2nd straight championship, beating Dexter 51-14. Javid Gonzalez passed for 304 yards and 4 touchdowns in the win. It's time for Game Balls, when we highlight a trio of standout performances from the past week. First, Howell Hockey's Nolan Furyk. He scored the game winner in a 3-2 win over Heartland. Howell is off to a 6-1 start this season. Bridgeport's Thomas McKinley scored 27 points in a season-opening basketball win over Kingston. McKinley added 4 rebounds and 3 assists in the victory. And to Kalkaska's Hunter Wilkinson, while his team was beaten by Mancelona by 4 points, Wilkinson poured in 37 for the Blazers.
Graduating seniors could qualify for a tuition-free skill certificate or associate degree through the new Community College Guarantee, no matter their GPA or your household income. Or if your child plans to attend a 4-year university or career school, the Michigan Achievement Scholarship Program has them covered. They could get up to $27,500 toward a bachelor's degree or up to $4,000 for career training. Complete the FAFSA to get started at mi.gov/achievement.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with registered official Paige Winnie.
We're on the basketball court today to talk about the differences between goaltending and basket interference. Goaltending occurs when a player touches a shot that is on its downward flight and has a chance to go in. Basket interference is when a player touches the ball when it's on the rim or inside the cylinder above it. An offensive player cannot be called for goaltending, but can be called for basket interference. And once a shot hits the backboard, it is automatically considered to be on a downward flight, even if it is still going up. It's goaltending by the defense if they touch a shot with a chance to go in that has hit the backboard.
Thanks, Paige. Now more than ever, we need officials. If you're interested, please go to the MHSAA website now to register. Picking back up with the football finals action from Sunday, Division 7 was all maroon. The Menominee Maroons defeated Schoolcraft 34-6. The title is Menominee's 4th and the first 11-player title for a UP team since Ishpeming won Division 7 10 years ago. Clayton Miller rushed for 112 yards and 3 scores in the win. Division 5 saw Grand Rapids West Catholic beat defending champion Pontiac Notre Dame Prep 42-14. It's the Falcons' 8th football title overall. Thomas Puxta caught 6 passes for 161 yards and 2 touchdowns, and the West Catholic defense had 2 pick sixes. Division 3 saw a whole bunch of records fall. DeWitt beat Mount Pleasant 54-20 to win their 2nd championship, and in doing so, quarterback Trav Moore ran for a finals record 397 yards. As a team, DeWitt ran for a finals record 575 yards. And Mount Pleasant QB Xavier Crazier had a 91-yard touchdown run, the longest scoring run in finals history. And the final game of the night saw Detroit Catholic Central beat Detroit Cass Tech 42-19. It's the Shamrocks' 11th title. Gideon Gash had 3 touchdown receptions for Catholic Central in the win. For more on each game, please check out MHSAA.com, or to watch them again, all 8 are available on the NFHS Network. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross. We'll be back next week.